gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Warm little moment between producer Chris and I before the show. I said, I haven't finished any of my show prep, and you said...
Poor Kay, would you have friends over, or...
No,
no?
Just a loser.
Okay, then. Your honesty is refreshing.
Well, I'm good. I know what I'm doing here.
All right.
6 minutes. Besides, you know who's going to prop me up?
Who?
The most interesting man in the world, David Schuster.
David
from Current
Schuster.
TV will be on the big show today. And Ruth Conniff of Progressive Magazine to talk about the shooting in...
Yep.
Because they, you know, they're in base there.
Yeah, they're based in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, so all the latest on that. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and remembering how the right wing went ape over that report about, you know... White supremacists and violent extremism.
Yeah.
And ha, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. 7 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone. Is Jim alive? Oh, yes, you are. Okay,
hi, Jim.
I'm sorry. I thought you'd had... certain if you were... All right. Okay. Oh, he's chewing. He's good. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Kids, what... Joe is going to Sexy Liberal New York City. Joseph writes, hey, Mama. Stoked. Super stoked. He's super. Thanks for asking. You're
right.
Coming to New York City. I live in Connecticut. I'm definitely going to go. I got to find a date, or maybe I'll go solo and get some of that sexy liberal strange.
There's a lot
everybody
of it to go around.
A lot of hookups. A lot of sexy liberal hookups. I'm in. Forward. Joe. Oh, look at him. Mr. Slogan Man.
Yeah. Slogan Man.
Slogan Man. Yeah, you got to get two tickets like Rocky Mountain Mike. Yeah.
Song parodies.
No. Only on this program, and only from Rocky Mountain Mike.
Rocky Mountain Mike rocks it. Ooh, oh, did you hear that? Sorry.
Oh, wow.
The drum set collapsed there at the end. Sorry. All right, and it's a fan letter for you, Jim.
Hmm.
Current TV's biggest fan, Joe, writes, Steph, I make Black Hawk helicopters for the United States government, so I run really big CNC machines.
Yeah.
Yesterday, listening to your podcast, I heard Jim Ward do his sheep bit. I laughed so hard I almost lost a finger. It would have been worth it.
Oh, wow. Would have been worth it.
Yikes.
Wow.
Can you, what happened? Well, it was this Jim Ward bit. Oh, my God, it was so funny. Let me tell you.
You probably shouldn't use heavy machinery while listening to comedy bits.
No. But, well, you nobody saw that coming.
No. We kind of sprung that on the people.
The sheep sex bits. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, Jim, you're going to want to do a bit on this because it's a dream come true for you. It's one of America's funniest vaginal mishaps.
Mm.
Because every time I do a male groin injury story, he has to find something.
About
vaginal. Some story to fight back.
Vaginal mishaps.
Some sort of sexist way. Actually, this is right up your alley. It's not America. It's Germany's funniest vaginal mishap. It's right up your alley. Yeah. German
right
water
up
park.
Alley, apparently.
Oh.
I don't know what this is about. I mean to get my BFF Jackie Sheck. I mean to get some estrogen back in here to figure this story out. German water park makes high speed slide men only after female visitors suffer quote unquote intimate injuries. I round around the Galaxy Water Park in Erding, Germany.
Erding?
Yeah,
Erding. Mm. Has barred women from using one of its extreme high-speed slides after several female guests required medical treatment for intimate injuries.
And where was Bob Saget during all this?
Yeah. Giggling. The extreme phaser slide, capable of free fall speeds of up to 45 miles per hour, has reportedly injured at least 6 women. But has not inflicted similar harm on male riders. These injuries are caused by the nature of the female anatomy, according to
the
park.
Well, you shove water up there at 45 miles an hour.
Oh, it's like really high speed douche.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
like Mitt Romney on a ski-doo.
Wow.
Oh, dear. It's like sandblasting your uterus, apparently.
Right, apparently. Well, exactly.
Yeah.
The park hopes to make the slide available to all once more as soon as it finishes developing a special protective suit for women.
Or
that'll be attractive.
Or they could just, plaster it with sandpaper and slow people down, maybe.
Hello, I'm Wolfgang Saget. Welcome to Germany's most hilarious mansion on this hip.
See, that was a real story. Jim usually just has to make them up. Oh, yeah. She should not have tried to climb over that wire fence. No. All right. All right, Judy.
No, I'm thinking more of the metal fences with the pointy
right.
things.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Oh. How does the show recover from that? We don't.
Just soldier on.
Yes, yes, here we go. The letter for me. Judy in Santa Rosa writes of Romney's taxes. Steph, I wonder how much Romney pays accountants to make sure he takes advantage of all the loopholes he possibly can. I like Stephanie's terms, tax holes, instead of Mitt Romney is a tax hole.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I stumble upon a great word when I'm just misspoken. He is a tax hole.
What
someone
a
that
tax
unfairly
hole.
Takes advantage of tax loopholes
sure.
to not pay their fair share is a tax
you
hole.
You said that while you were drunk and it stuck.
Tax hole.
I imagine anything's stuck when you were drunk.
That's the only good decisions I've made while drunk. All right, is that. Joy in Sacramento. Oh, I had not heard this, but Mike Papantonio, our buddy, our pal, Pap,
yep.
who is a crazy smart lawyer.
Yep.
She says another reason Mitt's not releasing his tax returns. Mike Papantonio stated, I'm paraphrasing, I guarantee you at this moment the Bain partners and lawyers are holed up in a room somewhere. A bunch of tax holes, all of them in
yes.
one room. He went on to say that what's in Mitt's tax return will impact more than Mitt. It will also impact the Bain partners. What Mitt declared and did not on his returns, including the potential criminal charges regarding the Swiss accounts, will have a trickle-down effect on his partners. Papantonio feels the Bain partners are keeping Mitt from releasing the tax records, telling him to hold fast. This will blow over.
Wow.
Joy in Sacramento. I don't know. That's the problem. Who can say what's in there? And it could be, people are saying the dates that he was at Bain, like obviously tax records would also reveal that he's, what's the word I'm looking for, Jim? Perhaps lied.
What?
Speaking of which, why,
he's saying he's
what
a
time
liar.
Is it? The Romney campaign lying again.
What?
You know, I get like politics is, a tough business, but is Mitt Romney going to make one charge or do one ad that is not based on a total provable lie? Now, that, by the way, is demonstrably false, the
right.
welfare charge. I mean, the tax stuff, not demonstrably false until he releases his tax records.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Joe Lieberman is saying both sides do it. I don't like all this negative campaigning from both sides.
Oh, please. God. Joe Lieberman's a giant German water slide. Okay. I know.
Lieberman, douche.
Thank you.
Supersonic
okay.
douche.
The
That's what they should call
he
him.
He is a supersonic douche. The White House side announced Mitt Romney's blatantly dishonest charge that President Obama is looking to gut welfare reform enacted under Bill Clinton as easing a requirement that recipients actively seek work.
No.
yeah. Under Obama's, yeah, did you see the ad? Under Obama's plan, you wouldn't have to work and wouldn't
you
have to train for a job.
To work. You could be a lazy welfare queen in a Cadillac.
Yeah, once again, hello. First of all, blatant racism again. Mm-hmm. They just send you your welfare check. And the ad opens with a photo of Clinton. Nice try. Anyway, so as we all know, I'm sure you've heard everybody covering the story by now. First of all, completely ridiculous. Republican governors ask for these waivers, uh-huh. and it does not give you a waiver. It allows states...
flexibility.
Yes! Well, there they go again with states' rights and too much government control. Republican governors ask for more flexibility in how
and
to implement...
gave it to them. Damn you! You gave it to us! You gave us what we wanted!
And once
Damn
again,
it.
Jim, what? Which kind of Republican governor once asked for the same waiver?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So blatant
me.
Dishonesty, blatant hypocrisy. Jay
that was
Carney.
An imposter. That was Rip Romney.
Uh huh. Jay Carney said the administration's policy will strengthen the program by giving states the opportunity to employ more effective ways to help people get off welfare and into a job. Any request from any state that undercuts the work requirement and welfare reform will be rejected. It says that
yeah.
right in the memo. Romney? Oh, As Massachusetts governor, there it is, signed on to a letter with 28 other Republican governors asking Congress to give them more flexibility to manage requirements, saying they wanted waivers that allowed people to stay, that that would have allowed people to stay on welfare forever. These are not the standards the president supports, said Carney, which means the president has a tougher requirement than Mitt Romney asked for.
You're thinking of Mitt Romney, governor of Chassamoosets. It's a different guy altogether. Ha, 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 ha.
John Podesta, by the way,
yes,
Clinton's chief of staff. He said, "I'm always happy when people embrace the new Democratic policies of President Clinton. I just wish they'd tell the truth." Podesta appraised the Obama administration, saying it was working in tougher economic conditions to give people the dignity of a job. In advance of this call, I did have the opportunity, to the extent that it matters, to check in with President Clinton. He completely agrees with my analysis of this. So, you know, once again, it's again distracting from his not releasing his taxes or his Bain record. To make a completely false charge.
And they're using Clinton's image and, strategies without contacting him.
And I love fair and balanced news analysis of this stuff. They keep comparing it to, politics is tough and the birtherism. That's completely not true,
right,
though. The truth is that Romney has not released his taxes or his Bain record. It's not all the same. This drives me nuts. It's like, it's another tough ad out from the Romney campaign. No, it's another ad based on a complete lie. Okay, I'm fine.
I'll be fine.
All right. 17th, see, when I don't prepare, all I do is bluster.
You do.
Bluster.
Come on.
Filibustering and bluster.
And read stories about vaginal mishaps on water slides.
Look at all this. I've got some.
What do you mean you didn't prepare?
Highlighting for days. Oh, I was just
jolly washing.
Jolly
washing.
What?
That's what you do when you go down the water slide.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when I open with a vaginal mishap, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long show. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny any dime a dozen two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and belly aching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Play that funky music while
you're... Girl.
Lay down the boogie and play that funky music till you die.
Till you die.
Till you die.
Yeah.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour. Chris LaVoy on air guitar.
Yep.
1-800, step 1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Charlie in Iowa on that latest Obama ad. Hey, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Well, okay, that Obama ad that the Super PAC ran with the guy who lost his job because of the practices of Bain Capital, right?
Yes.
Well, under the current health care, the system that we have in place, you lose your job, you lose your health care. I mean, it's obvious that that's what happened to this guy, and they're trying to say that it's all false, and I don't know what they're trying to prove here, because Bain Capital obviously has engaged in vulture capitalism, and if it costs you your job.
Well, Charlie, that's the difference. I'm sorry. You know, it's amazing how, you know, the right wing screams foul at every ad, and then we have this, it's all the same. Well, it's not the same. That ad, that's
it's
an actual
true.
Guy.
Yes.
Lost his actual job and his actual health care
by
a company
who...
taken over. From Bain. I mean, it's like you can go, so when they scream unfair, how is that unfair?
Right.
And how is that based on a lie?
And the most striking one is the guy who actually was building a platform where they would announce that his job was being stolen.
Oh,
he felt like he was building his own coffin, is what he said.
Right. So, again, how is that unfair? Right. How is that not...
It's true.
Yes.
It's...
Okay.
But it's so negative. I don't like the negative. Campaigning and both sides do it, and it's all exactly the same.
Shut up.
Okay, here's that Obama ad.
When Mitt Romney and Bain closed the plant, I lost my health care. And my family lost their health care. And a short time after that, my wife became ill and admitted her for pneumonia, and that's when they found the cancer. And by then, it was stage 4. There was nothing they could do for her. And she passed away in 22 days.
Well,
wow.
That's, I mean, that's obviously a, very, very cogent point about healthcare in general and the whole, you know, I mean, this is just, we're going to have a healthcare geek, Jackie Schechner. It's going to be a Jackie's Healthcare Corner today.
Okay, all right.
Because the Papa John CEO said it's going to cost us, what is it, 11 cents more?
Yeah, it's going to cost us $1 billion more per pizza.
No, 11 to 14 cents more a pizza because of Obamacare.
What?
Well,
how does he figure that?
Check the math.
How does he figure that?
I don't know. But
it's
anyway,
actually going to save anyway, his company
I
money.
Okay, so but anyway, I challenge you because there's lots of right wingers watching, listening. How is that ad unfair? How is that Mitt Romney? It was the CEO of Bain. Bain closed that plant. That's one guy that just talked about what his experience
and
was.
CNN did a fact check on that. Interviewed various people in the ad, and it's true. You know, the timeline was extended, but they didn't have time to go into the timeline in a 30-second ad.
Right.
But it makes me feel bad, so it's bad.
So this, and I'm just saying, compare and contrast, this Romney ad is completely false.
Yeah. It's a lie. Yep. Hello,
he lied. Thank you.
Well, Romney's been lying a lot lately. He lied about the military voting in Ohio.
Right.
Thank you once again. Completely based on a lie that the president's trying to restrict military voting. He's trying to open voting early, early voting like they've always had it in Ohio for everybody.
Extend it to everybody,
including, by the way, veterans that have retired.
Yeah.
So Mitt Romney would disenfranchise 900,000 veterans from early voting.
Exactly. Lies and the lying lies who tell them.
Thank you. Pants constantly on fire. Stephanie in Illinois. Hi, Steph.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You all don't get that Romney has to lie, because when he tells the truth, it makes people's mouths drop to the ground. In Iowa yesterday, when he was speaking about cutting subsidies to windmills, and then he realized that they're the largest producer of windmills in this country, because he said he wanted an even playing field for all the companies who give out energy to have an even playing field, so they shouldn't have extra subsidies. But he doesn't cut gas subsidies for the gas company who's making a gazillion dollars.
No, you need to help those poor oil companies.
They're hurting so badly.
Ow.
Please help an oil company executive.
Can Sally Struthers do an ad?
Sir McLaughlin knew it.
Von Seal in Asheville, North Carolina, owner of the snotty French restaurant of the Stephanie Miller Show, Bouchon.
Hello, Von Seal. More snooty than snotty.
Yes. Hello, Von Seal.
Bonjour. Good morning.
Bonjour.
And I must maintain, we are neither snooty nor snotty.
You're very down to earth.
No, you're very down to earth.
We are very down to earth. I wanted to tell you.
You have the regular person creme brulee.
We do. Well, our creme brulee is very fancy because, you know, it's a flight of creme brulees, four different flavors.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my God. It could be served at Versailles.
I did call about the restaurant. Your influence knows no bounds.
All right. Wait, you're going to have to hold this story. Oh, is that a tease?
Because we talk too much about creme brulee.
Yes. I believe they serve flights of creme brulee at Versailles, don't you think?
Yes.
Oh, let's talk about Rafalka.
Uh-oh.
Glue
factory time.
Glue factory. 29 minutes.
No.
Oh, dear. Get doped up and sold at the circus. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
The greatest source of energy known to womankind.
Oh. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour.
It's a little exercised.
We love our live blog. It was Germany's funniest vaginal mishap story, the water slide.
Yeah.
They've now named it officially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Cooter Scooter.
Ah.
That was in the chat room, actually.
Oh, in the chat room. Pardon me. Pardon me.
The live blog really doesn't see a whole lot of action anymore. That's kind of like...
Oh, dear.
It's sort of a dead blog now.
Well.
Comatose blog.
Yeah. Right. All right, and then, I don't know, we have a ridiculous picture of a unicorn with a rainbow.
Well,
what does that say?
Actually, Facebook is being a little grouchy, so it hasn't let me upload it yet, but I will get it up there.
Okay.
Yeah. Baby unicorn is adding rainbows to my coffee. He is such a badass.
Wow.
It's just weird, that's all. Okay, 1-800-STEP-12.
I think there's something more than rainbows in his coffee.
Phone number toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Von Seal was finishing her unsolicited testimonial to the magic of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Von Seal. Bonjour.
Hello again. This is so exciting to be on, past the break. But
right.
What I want to tell you is my
beloved
husband. I
held you through the break, as they say in the radio business.
You are a precious angel.
Yes, I am.
And you know what? I would hold you through the break if I could.
If you could spoon me through the break, I'd appreciate it. All right.
I think my husband would love that.
I bet he would. Yeah, all right. Girl on girl. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So anyway. Anyway, he comes home last night with this story. He goes, you know, you are well known in Brisbane, Australia. And I said, me? Me? He goes, well, actually, it's Stephanie is well known in Brisbane, Australia. Wow. He had some visitors from Australia last night that came to the restaurant because they had heard about it on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bonsai.
Wow.
All from Brisbane. Australia.
Wow.
That's
so
Brisbane.
Thank
Excellent.
You for, you know, sending us customers from Brisbane.
No need for thanks. The check will be fine. Thank you.
Well, how about a free dinner the next time I see you?
All right. How about you FedEx some creme brulee? An entire flight.
You can't FedEx creme brulee.
If it traveled well, you knew I would. How about I FedEx myself, and I'll make you some creme brulee.
All right, Angel. All right, Angel
darling.
Muffin. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bonjour.
Okay.
No, au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
What?
Didn't you spend time in France?
Sure. Well, a minute.
Oh.
Terry in Indiana.
France, Italy, what's the difference?
Yeah, what's the
Terry in Indiana.
There are bikes involved.
There's somewhere. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, go ahead.
I got two quick things for you, but I got it, and I will be quick, I promise, but I've got to tell you something.
Yes.
You guys are so funny and so hilarious, and when you come on Monday and you talk about the debauchery of your weekend, you are so real. I just love it. You guys are great.
Well, it's real
anyway.
Debauchery. Trust us on that.
Yeah, I'm
we
sure
could not
is.
Be making that up.
Right. Anyway, I got these two quick things. It was a couple weeks ago, and I wish I could have called in, but I just couldn't get to the phone, that John Fugelsang was talking about because of the death of Sherman Hemsley. He was talking about All in the Family. Well, I've been watching the reruns of that show, and I'm 61, so I've seen all those shows. But when you go back and watch the reruns, it's so pertinent, and I defy anybody to go back and watch them and tell me that I'm wrong about this. All the political statements that Archie Bunker made is what the Republicans are saying today. And basically what they're saying is their ideal candidate for president would be Archie Bunker.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Actually, Archie Bunker would be too liberal for
Everything old is new again. Yeah, I was listening to, you know, yesterday we were playing Terry, what's her name, Liz Trotta from Fox.
God.
I feel like I woke up in 1952. She's like, women are just jealous of Ann Romney because she did what her mother said. She what
married
is,
rich and dresses
married
like
rich,
a woman.
Stayed home, raised her kids, and dresses like a girl. Wow, well, I am just,
made you feel
did
inadequate.
Did I strike out on every level? Yikes.
You never see Ann Romney in a baseball cap and Uggs.
Can I just say I talked to my 89-year-old Republican mom yesterday, and she's very supportive of me. So there. Liz Trotta.
Despite your political leanings?
We just don't talk about that.
Okay.
And despite
those
the fact
feelings,
that you don't dress like a lady.
We bond because I'm actually more of an elderly shut-in than she is. I was telling her the story, but remember I was telling you Max, my dog bus, who weighs more than I do?
Yes.
I actually got hit by a dog bus in my own house. Yeah, I told you this, and I fell on. I thought I broke my hip.
Oh, that's right. You fell ass over tea kettle.
Yes, which would have been really funny for the show, because then I would have completed.
Oh.
Would have completed the whole joke about me being an elderly shut-in. I would have called
Help!
You and said.
Help!
Yeah.
Help,
mommy. My mom's in much better shape than I am. She really is.
Aww.
Yeah, my hip is still killing me. Okay, let's.
Because of all the yoga that she used to do.
Stop it. Okay.
What? Yeah. What I say?
Do not bring up my mom's naked headstand.
Quiet.
Pretend
it never happened.
Hi, Mom. Kathleen in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Kathleen.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead, Kath.
Okay, two quick things. Mitt Romney is doing just what he set out to do, to get everybody talking about this lie that he told about the president's welfare plan. He know that's a lie because he signed on to it. But
right.
He wants you all to get off of this tax and bang.
That's right. Well,
so
he didn't trick us.
He's not stupid. He's playing everybody else to be stupid. Mm-hmm. And Bill Clinton came out last night and called him out. But ever since this man has opened up his mouth from the first ad he ran on the president about him saying if we keep talking about the economy, we're going to fail. John McCain said that.
Yeah.
And when they asked him about that, he said, he knew it was a lie.
Right. Well, Kathleen, that's what I said. Is Mitt Romney going to run one ad that's based on the truth?
But you know, Mitt Romney, I call him the lying chief in wait. If he quit lying, it's no sense for him running because he has nothing to run on the truth. And I know it's negative ads. I have yet to see one ad the president has put out negative because the stuff that he's putting out is truth.
Yep.
But by them not being able to bring Mitt Romney up to President Obama's standards, they're trying to bring Obama down to Mitt Romney's standards, saying they both doing stupid stuff. But if you think about it, President Obama is straightforward.
That's right.
He's not lying. He's telling the truth. But and Mitt Romney had the nerve yesterday to say the president is everything I say and do is distorted.
Yep.
I mean, how can he look at people in the face? And
Kathleen, I sense that was stuck so far in your craw that you must feel much better now.
Oh my God, I had to get it out.
Yes.
The Democrats won't come out and say it. Somebody
That's right.
got to say it.
And you just did, Kathleen.
The president needs help.
That's right. You
oh, yeah.
It ain't a man's world. It's Kathleen in Chicago's world.
That's right.
Okay.
Steven just tweeted me, another woman combo for Stephanie and Jackie. They're like Peppermint Patty and Marcy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Cindy.
Hello, sir.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, I really wanted to point in, and I love that you're letting me follow the gal from Chicago.
Yes.
Mitt Romney, taxes, and the welfare thing. First off, I'm in Georgia, but I retired after 30 years working in social services in San Diego County where the La Jolla home is.
Right.
What really got me about this whole thing when it came out, first of all, the whole welfare to work lie is blatantly a lie, and I know after working in the system for so long. And the second thing is I still have friends that work in San Diego County in the welfare offices, clerks, supervisors, eligibility staff. And when I look at how much he probably managed to legitimately or not save on his taxes,
yeah.
I keep thinking, how many clerks in a welfare office salary would that pay for? How
yeah.
many eligibility workers? How many eligibility supervisors? What about a welfare to work social worker programs that have been
yeah.
cut to the bare bone under Bush?
Cindy,
and
just so
I
people...
guess this is the morning of indignant liberal ladies.
There you go. Well, you know, this, what you're talking about, in case people don't know, is the story in the LA Times yesterday about the lengths the Romneys went to get their property taxes lowered for this La Jolla mansion. I mean,
mm-hmm.
most people can't hire this army of people to keep trying to lower the They claimed like 7 months after they bought the house, it was worth 45% less or 40% less.
And so they retroactively...
Yes, tried to get, you know, say, oh, no, our property tax bill should be this because what?
See, only rich people know how to do that.
I know. It's like, well, huh? No, I mean, you know, that happens when there's a downturn.
Right.
My property taxes are lower.
Right, you can get your house reset. But I'm just saying, it's like the lengths they went to right after they bought this $12 million mansion for cash is just, it's more of, it's being a tax hole, is my point.
Exactly.
It's being a tax hole. It's just taking advantage of loopholes that ordinary people can't. So you don't pay your fair share. That's all I'm saying. Okay. By the way, I don't want to be Peppermint Patty.
Why not?
Why do I always have to be the unattractive lesbian? Why?
Well, you're...
Well, would you rather be Pigpen?
Yeah.
Janice in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, I love you guys.
Thank you.
And another thing.
I'm really more Lucy, don't you think? I'm Lucy. I played Lucy in the Edinburgh Theater Festival.
Lucy didn't have a best
friend. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
I just love all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's the best thing that ever happened to TV.
Thank you.
And another thing, that damn Romney, he just lie.
Hello, I lie.
It's the morning
of
indignant liberal ladies.
First of all, he comes to Fox News, and he gets on the television, and Fox is not even a news. It's a tabloid. Because everything they say is a bunch of lies.
Yep, that's right.
So the thing is, you got to watch these people because I wouldn't put it past them. They are trying to steal this election. So we got to watch them. We have to watch them because they're a bunch of thieves and liars. And all he do is sit there with that smirk on his face and whine. I can't stand him.
You know why? Because this is the morning of indignant liberal ladies. Come on, everybody. All the liberal ladies. All the liberal ladies. All the indignant liberal ladies. Okay. All right. 45 minutes after the hour. All right. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's fun. It's healthy. It's good exercise. The kids just love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try Free button, type in the promo code Stephanie. I just had a GoToMeeting with Marcy. Jackie Schechner.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. All right, we will do Jackie's Healthcare Corner after the top of the hour. Some great stuff.
She tweeted. Mm-hmm. She said, let's not pretend Marcy's hot, people. They both struggle in the cartoon looks department.
Great. Okay, fine. I still get to have to be Peppermint Patty.
Oh, by the way,
yes?
Skeeter wrote to me.
Who's Skeeter?
Really? You know Skeeter from Skeeter Pack?
Oh, really?
Yes, he tried to join Carbonite. He said, I are offended that you are calling me dumb for not having Carbonite. Duh, I am too smart. Carbonite is a socialist plot. And he said, I won't buy your liberal communist protection. Obama's a Kenyan socialist Muslim.
He's not as easily tricked as we thought. Do we have Obama derangement syndrome in the original so people know who Skeeter is? Because I think he will be an ongoing character. All right. Oh, I want to make one correction. My mom did have one complaint yesterday, and that is that I talk too fast. She would like me to say more slowly the things she probably really hates politically that I say, so I will say those much more slowly.
All right. Mitt Romney is a douche.
A douche. Okay. Oh, gosh. Kidding, okay. Mom. Okay. 1-800-STEP-1. She's making me homemade vegetable soup when I come to Charlotte for the Democratic Convention. That's love.
Won't she make the rest of us? We're all going to be there.
Oh, stupid Kenyan socialists, you people. Okay. All right. Here's Skeeter.
Kenyan socialist Muslim.
Meet Skeeter.
He raised taxes 14 times.
As you can tell, Skeeter is afflicted with Obama derangement syndrome. America. Skeeter is unable to distinguish wild fantasy from reality. There is no cure, but there is hope.
He's arrogant.
For less than the price of 2 decaf triple lattes, you can sponsor someone with Obama derangement syndrome.
All he does is blame Bush for everything Bush did.
With your help, Skeeter and thousands like him can receive the equivalent of an 8th grade education. Learning basic civics, economics, science.
He had a big hip-hop barbecue.
And hygiene.
Community organizer, communist Hitler.
We might not be able to cure him.
They're not rich people, they're job creators.
But we might prevent Skeeter from running for a second congressional term.
Obama's in cahoots with Barbara Streisand and Al Gore, who has a big house.
Please help us erase Obama derangement syndrome. A half-baked thought is a terrible thing to waste.
And by the way, that was before the current TV deal.
Yeah.
I had the urge to blurt that out when I met Al Gore at the cocktail party a couple of weeks ago. He have a great big house.
He does.
Well, yes, like, I do.
Yes. And?
And your point is?
Frankie in Washington, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, good morning,
Hi.
Steph and Luke.
Hi.
Another indignant liberal lady here.
All the liberal ladies. Go ahead.
Regarding Romney and his lie about Obama letting people receive welfare money for not working,
yes.
Maybe Romney should focus on the Republicans in Congress who make $170,000 a year, who have been sitting on their asses for the past few years and haven't done a damn thing. They're the true welfare queens.
Yeah. Thank you.
We refer to them as that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, indignant liberal lady. All the
very
liberal
good
ladies.
Point.
We're all paying right. their salary, and
thank
they're
you.
Sitting on their hands.
Welfare queens. Okay. Mitt Romney.
If I'm president, I'll put work back in welfare.
Dillweed.
He didn't believe in that for Anne, I guess.
No.
Remember? Mm. What about the dignity of work?
Huh.
Okay. Just saying. Okay. Mittens.
What he's doing now is very clearly associated with the fact that he's not being able to create the jobs that people need. And so with a failed economy and failed policies, he's saying, you know what, we're going to relax the work requirement. And that's not the right course to take. We should increase work requirements, not decrease them.
You're a bald-faced liar. Liar.
Mm. Everything he said was a lie.
What's here. It like to be a liar? Huh? You like being a liar with pants constantly on fire?
All right, the president's Carney. Yes,
Governor Carney. Romney himself, with 28 other Republican governors, supported policies that would have eliminated the time limits in the welfare reform law and allowed people to stay on welfare forever.
Oh, dear. Which also
that's
makes
the
that a great
thing.
Wheel of right-wing hypocrites!
Yes, Jay Carney said the allegations are blatantly dishonest. Hypocrisy knows no bounds. Romney, by the way, did you see this one, Jim? He was on Fox News. He said Obama is saying things that are not accurate.
Oh, boy.
When it comes to taxes. And he called it, are you ready? He said that a joke the president made was Obama-loney.
Okay, he's trying to spin on the Newt Gingrich, you know, pious baloney stuff. But that doesn't, it's not.
It's funny
even
if you're eight.
Not even funny if you're eight. 8-year-olds have a more sophisticated sense of humor than that.
Do we have that?
Yeah.
We've been watching the president say a lot of things about me and about my policies, and they're just not right.
Uh-huh.
And if I were to coin a term, it would be Obama-loney. he's serving up a dish which is simply in contradiction of the truth.
Let me explain it. It's so much funnier.
The
truth is that it's not.
It is a meat-like substance that is a dish which is like bologna. However,
in a way that I am not.
Obama lies.
I'm as authentic as it gets.
Oh my God! Phoniest photo op ever. Him shopping. What do you got there, Mitt? Hardware stuff.
Hardware stuff.
He does not even know like what items one might get at a hardware store.
He doesn't know how to shop.
It is hardware type stuff.
Well, that's
Here I am shopping for.
I have wares which are hard.
Groceries, which I have some chocolatey goodness things or something in here. And
from the 7-Eleven bakery.
Also some manly hardware stuff.
What? Why was he in a hardware store?
To be a regular guy. And then that's all he could come up with. I bought some hardware stuff.
To give to the illegals who are working on his house.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. There was, I think, some like cleaning stuff. Really? Oh, yeah, you're going home to scrub something, mittens? Oh, sure.
He's never scrubbed anything in his life.
Except his resume.
Well.
He would do more good there. Whee! Yeah, he called it a whole, the president's for a culture of dependency.
Whatever.
Blah. And I love that Clinton obviously came out right away last night and just said that's just a load of crap.
Yeah.
He was talking.
It's Obama-loney.
It's Obama-loney. he said just recently Obama's trying to reverse the accomplishment of Clinton's accomplishment by taking the work requirement out of welfare, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, it's a complete falsehood.
Yep.
It's a load of mitt.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Okay.
they're trying to get Romney Schnitzel trending on Twitter.
It's a bunch of Romney Schnitzel.
I think it makes as much sense as Obama-loney.
All right. Bland in Chicago.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Bland. How are you?
I'm good. You know what I wanted to tell you?
You are a bland person.
I know. No. Well, what I wanted to say, the ad that's running on behalf of Obama about the man who lost his job and then his wife eventually passed.
Right.
Well, everybody is saying that that's so unfair of Obama or whoever's running this ad. It's linking Romney directly to the woman's death. He didn't cause the woman's death. This is the trickle-down effect. When Romney does what he does, this trickled down for 30 years. This is what's been trickling down on the middle class.
Just because
it didn't happen the day after he walked away, it trickled down, and it's still trickling down.
Right, and you're right. The guy didn't go, he killed my wife. I mean, he told his actual story. This is what happened. Mitt Romney, you know, and Bain closed down my plant. I lost my job. I lost my health care. This is, you know, it's just one person's story. You can't say it's unfair or it's a lie.
Well, it's not like he actually killed her with his bare hands. So, therefore, it's a lie.
Yeah, sure. Ugh. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. Jackie's Healthcare Corner.
Yay!
Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Or Marcy's Healthcare Corner.
Right? Whatever.
Well, whatever. We'll go with it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number. StephanieMiller.com. The email. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Oh, someone's pointed out we're at our 100-day mark on current TV.
On Monday will be
on
our
Monday,
100th show.
Wow.
Which someone said probably is a record for me.
Yeah, as far as TV
woot,
shows go.
Woot! Woot! Okay.
So thanks for dragging us along.
Yeah. My pleasure. Benjamin writes, Steph, I just want you and the other moops to know that every time you leave for advertisements, I start to get panicky and nervous. By the second you guys come back, I start to calm down again. Amazing show. I never miss it. Everybody?
Danny Bonaduce is going to be sitting
settle
in that chair.
Yeah. Settle? Yeah. Sorry. It's
all right. Come back from commercial. Danny Bonaduce will be there.
Another redhead besides Peppermint Patty will be in my place. Okay. All right. Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland. High Strung Sexy Liberal Tour Director lets us know we're down only, 20 VIP tickets to the Sextravaganza. That's the Sexy Liberal Show, Beacon Theater. All four Sexy Liberals, Hal Sparks, Aisha Tyler, John Fugelsang, and me at the Beacon October 27th. Oh, my God. Seattle, VIP tickets are sold out for September 29th, but there are some good orchestra seats left. Also, we have some $21 seats left there.
$21?
Because we always only while supplies last.
Especially for New York City.
No, that's Seattle. Seattle.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Oh. And some scattered seats for Columbus, August 18th. Get them if you want them. There's not going to be a single seat left by August 18th.
All the single seats.
All the single seats. Okay. Don't get me started. All right. By the way, Roland and Jackie and I had an email chain going yesterday because, what did he say? What was the gayest thing he ever said 3 days ago? Oh, you don't choose Broadway. Broadway chooses you. Oh, my God. Then he said, I was up all night drinking a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc and weeping to Steel Magnolias, which was, my God.
That's gayer.
That's
super gay.
Right. So we were trying to figure out, like, what would actually be gayer. Like, Pinot Noir and Moonstruck. I don't know. back and forth all day long.
Moonstruck, no.
Pretty much anything Marcus Bachman has ever said.
Yes.
Something Mommy Dearest.
Pinot Grigio and Divine Secrets of the I.O. Sisterhood. Mm. No?
No.
No.
Mommy Dearest.
All right. That's true. That's true.
Valley of the Dolls, maybe.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out.
There you go.
So you come crawling back to Broadway. Mm-hmm. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
That's right. All right.
And then she snatches the wig off her head and flushes it down the toilet. Best scene ever in the history of ever.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Speaking of best thing in the history of ever, aren't you so happy it's Schechner? I know I am. We're doing Jackie's Healthcare Corner now because we have a great story. Everybody. Yeah.
I think she gets him in the night and burns the light.
Yes, she does.
The only one who didn't fail and got it right was Jackie Schechner. So happy is Schechner.
The elves are still building a Jackie's Healthcare Corner. That'll have to do. Good morning, Jackie Schechner.
Good morning.
So,
I say rosé and beaches.
I think
beaches is up there.
All right, hold your calls. You're right. You are correct. This story has your name written all over it. Papa John's.
Which part? The better ingredients?
Papa John's CEO, Obamacare means higher pizza prices. Schnatter?
Schneider?
Schnatter?
I don't know.
Schnatter?
Schnatter.
Shadooby. Schnatter.
He's the guy in the commercials, if people aren't familiar.
Right.
He's the one who says better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Papa John's.
There you go. So you spent a lot of time getting us nice things like healthcare. Jackie Schechner, healthcare expert. You probably have done the math on this. He's the CEO of Papa John's. Crappy pizza.
It's not the best pizza in the world.
He said President Obama's Affordable Health Care Act. He said our best estimate is Obamacare will cost 11 to 14 cents per pizza. That's some pizza fear-mongering. How did he arrive at this math, do you think? He, by the way, just a completely unrelated story, is a Mitt Romney fundraiser and supporter.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
There's a shock. He is passing... this is really amazing, actually, if you think about it. So what happens now, what people don't seem to understand, is that employers are not required to offer you health coverage.
Right.
Employers offer health coverage now because it's a way for them to offer you less money.
Yes.
It started a long time ago after the war, and the idea is that your benefits become part of your compensation package.
Right.
And a lot of people like to take jobs that offer them health insurance because it's very hard to get it on your own. So people will look for jobs. And so companies will offer you health insurance as a benefit to help lure employees and to keep employees. So it's a system that's self-regulating in that regard, right?
Chris, Chris would not have taken this job. Having to spend this much time with me, there needs to be some sort of benefit.
I would imagine there's some sort of mental health provision in your
yes.
Actually, yes, there is.
Well, and also we have extra head injury stuff because I do tend to throw staplers at him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's, but
all
anyway.
Those stapler-shaped bruises on the side of my head.
Yeah.
No sexual harassment money,
well,
but
hello.
Mental health.
Hello.
Yeah, I think the big boss has to cover the show for sexual harassment.
Did I give that to T-Bone? Because that might have been wise. All right. So go ahead.
Okay. So what they're saying here now is that there's some sort of requirement that they're going to have to cover. It's not true. There's actually no employer mandate in the new law either.
Right.
We wanted one. We thought it would be great to have large employers be required to cover their employees, but we didn't get it.
Yeah.
So there is no mandate. Now, what they're referring to is that if they decide to stop offering health care coverage, and this is exactly what he said, what one of his franchise owners says in this article by Huffington Post, I have two options. I can stop offering coverage and pay the $2,000 fine, or I can keep my number of staff under 50 so the mandate doesn't apply. Okay, these are like apples and oranges here. First of all, if you stop offering coverage, you're kind of a bad employer.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, that's just your choice to stop offering coverage.
Right.
You can pay the fine. Here's what the fine is. The fine says if a company doesn't offer health care coverage and shoves its employees into the health insurance exchange, which is paid for with taxpayer subsidies, the company has to compensate the taxpayers for that. There's something wrong with that. If a private company is making money and they've decided instead of offering health insurance that they're going to let their employees fend for themselves and have to go out into the marketplace that has taxpayer subsidies, why should the company not compensate the taxpayers for that?
Right. So
it absolutely should.
How did he arrive at, I'm just curious, at 11 to 14 cents more a pizza? I don't understand. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
okay.
know where the math comes from. But what they're trying to say here is that somehow these costs are going to be passed on to you. But the best part of all of this, and I think it was a different article, where the quote from him was like, we're not going to compromise our shareholders. So essentially he's going to end up taking this out on the customer or taking it out on the employee, but he's not going to compromise when it comes to making the shareholders money. And this is what the insurance companies do, too. Like, they've been jacking up their premiums, continue to make money for their shareholders without any concern for the actual people they're supposed to be covering or offering coverage to. So any of these arbitrary price increases are simply a matter of maintaining the exorbitant profits they already make. This is not about skimming by. Nobody's struggling here. There's not a looming pizza crisis.
I need to cut back on toppings, is what you're saying, so that
That's
he can keep his fat cat
yeah,
salad.
Exactly.
Sure. So
yeah.
I can only get mushrooms, no onions, is what you're saying.
I would not go with the onions in general.
All right. Well,
yeah, I wouldn't either. Blech. Onions don't belong on pizza or pretty much anything.
All right. I mean, this is just more fear-mongering that they're trying to do about Obamacare, right, as they call it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's absolutely no substance to this whatsoever. And we're talking about a large corporation here. I mean, I think it's 16,500 employees, something like that, right? And we're talking about a large company. None of this applies to small businesses with less than 50 employees or have a certain amount of money they generate every year. We're talking about large employers who, frankly, should be offering coverage anyway because
right.
They get a deal on it when they have these large group plans, and it becomes less expensive for the company and less expensive for the employee.
And they attract better employees by offering better benefits.
Right. I mean, that's
better ingredients.
Better pizza. I can't remember the last time I ate a Papa John's pizza, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
I think it's probably been a very long time.
Why would you?
Yeah, there you go.
Now, my most important question, though, is small businesses, like, let's say, the Stephanie Miller Show, so could I just drop Chris LaVoy's health insurance if I wanted to?
Hey!
Or...
How about if I drop the Stephanie Miller Show as an employer?
Yeah, there's not actually any requirement for small businesses either, but it would actually behoove you to, A, keep Chris because he's valuable and adorable. But also because you can get a better deal on a group plan. I mean, when you group everybody together, you're going to get a better rate than if you're going to go out into the individual market.
He claims that I would fire Chris and Jim if they didn't show up at my parties, which is not true.
Oh, that is true.
That is so not true.
Is that why Jim took his pants off?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
In protest.
I would
it
never.
Is it an employer mandate to take your pants off?
That is so not true. I would never, ever fire Jim.
And you made Travis take his shirt off.
No, he did that on his own. He was asking for it.
That was actually not a bad visual, I have to say.
I would know, if you did a better Mitch McConnell, you'd have more job security.
Oh, great, thanks.
Whatever. All right. And this just in, Jackie from Roland, he says we're really much more Betty Rubble and Wilma Flintstone.
Okay.
I like that. Who's Betty and who's Wilma?
I don't care anymore. I've lost the will to live. All right. Jackie's Healthcare Corner, everybody. Thank you, honey.
No problem. My pleasure.
Betty, Wilma, whoever. Okay, love you.
Can we do Betty and Veronica? That's not a bad one.
Betty and Veronica.
There you go. Nobody's blonde. All right, I'll get a wig. All right. All right, thank you, honey.
Goodbye.
All right, there she goes. Bye-bye. Yeah, what? I was like, that. How would you even do that math to know that it's going to be 12 cents more for my crappy pizza? Ridiculous.
Did I say 12 cents? 12 cents a slice.
All right. 17 minutes after the hour. Much more to go. We got Right Wing World. We got David Schuster.
Whoa.
We got stuff going on.
I know.
Wow. On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Kid tested. John Conyers approved. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
You may be right, I may be crazy, you may be wrong, but all I know that you may be right.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Duke in New York. Hey, Duke, welcome.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Sir Duke.
I happen to notice something that it seems like no one else has picked up. Harry Reid mentioned that Romney never paid taxes the last 5 or 10 years.
He said that's what someone told him.
Romney's reply was, I have paid taxes, and I have paid plenty of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was seemed to be the end of it. That's not the issue. The issue is whether or not you paid federal
income taxes.
Yep.
Everyone has paid taxes. You buy gasoline, you pay taxes. You buy a house, you pay property tax. You buy a can of sardines, you pay taxes.
Yep.
Now, Romney specifically left out the question of federal income taxes because Harry Reid phrased the question broadly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
And no one seemed to say to Harry Reid, you need to say federal income taxes and see what Romney's
responded. Yeah, well, you know what it is, Duke? It's the mainstream media. Why didn't they, who was it on ABC?
I don't know why.
The guy on ABC should have said, have you paid federal
income taxes?
But, you know, it's just he's so slippery. Define
federal.
Plus, he said, I'm sure I have. I'll get back to you on that. It's like, which was another lie.
Right.
Of course, he wasn't had no intention of getting back to him.
I'll have to look into it and see what I did or didn't do. I really have no idea.
How can you be that rich and not know where your money goes?
Marcus in New York.
I pay a guy to know that stuff.
Marcus in New York. Hi, Marcus.
I'm good. I wanted to make another point about those tax returns. I don't think this guy Romney wants the job, you know? If you're trying to get a job in this country, I mean, you have to do everything from submit to background checks to peeing in a cup. All we're asking to do is see your tax returns. If you wanted to be president more than anything, it wouldn't be a thing. You would just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, one would think, but you know, clearly you know what I think it is too? He's just used to a different set of rules his whole life. And I think he really thought, I can get away with this. I don't, you know, I don't have to release them like everybody else has. All right. President Obama yesterday.
He'd asked the middle class to pay more in taxes so that he could give another $250,000 tax cut to people making more than $3 million a year. It's like Robin Hood in reverse. It's Romney Hood.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of Obama-loney.
Our president's funnier.
Yeah.
Your guy, sorry. Yeah. Should we play compare and contrast? Let's play the Obama-loney one, because somebody wrote that joke, Jim. Just saying.
We've been watching the president say a lot of things about me and about my policies, and they're just not right. And if I were to coin a term, it would be Obama-loney. He's serving up a dish which is simply in contradiction of the truth.
And let me explain that further.
That's why it's funny, because
And to think he actually practiced that in front of a mirror.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right.
Here's the other thing, by the way, that just makes me crazy about the mainstream. Who is it? What show is it? That Reince Priebus? Thanks. He sounds like a Hogan. He makes it sound like a Hogan's Hero character.
I see nothing.
Open the main gate. What show is it? I'm spacing out. He was just on the where he called Harry Reid's Jury Line. Yeah, but why isn't there a follow up? What he just said about the president says a lot of things that aren't true about my policies. This is the nonpartisan tax center, whatever it is, that did this analysis talking about Romney's plans would raise taxes on 95% throughout the entire primaries. Romney's campaign cited that as a nonpartisan place and used figures from it. So why didn't Stephanopoulos confront him with that when he said, he's telling complete untruth? It's like, no, this is, a policy center that you guys have cited as a nonpartisan, fair-minded. It's just nobody calls them on those details. It's just
because they're not supposed to anymore.
Lisa,
you would. We'll have to leave it there.
You would if Romney would. Have the huevos to come on this show.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be calling any second. Lisa in Pennsylvania. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you.
Will lie. Mitt Romney always lies about his taxes. He started when he was running for governor in Massachusetts, saying, I'm a resident of Massachusetts, but yet he filed residency in Utah, and he had to amend his Massachusetts tax return so he should run for governor. Once a liar, always a liar. The burden of proof is on Mitt Romney. Will lie, Mitt Romney.
Well, Lisa, I think that's the thing, is there's all kinds of stuff in there that I think are starting to come out that, the reasons he wouldn't want them released. I think that was one of them that I've heard about.
Another thing is
his claims about when he was at Bain, about all of that stuff.
Well, what about the day before he took office as governor? He had his Bermuda Trust transferred into his wife's name. That's right there, shady.
Just a little shady, don't you think?
A little bit.
Patricia in Jacksonville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Patricia.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Yes, I was calling this morning because I'm kind of gradually weaning myself off of Morning Joe.
Thank you.
I'm there this morning.
Here we go. Please replace him entirely with Steffi Crystals, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Right.
This morning did it for me, absolutely. Mika and Joe are sitting there grilling Robert Gibbs on the ad about the man who lost his job from Bain and then his wife got sick and subsequently died.
Right.
And they were beating him over the head. Oh, Joe, Robert, that's just a terrible ad to run. That's just beyond the pale. That's just terrible. But I thought to myself, no, that's what happens, people. I mean, when you lose your job, whether you get fired or you get laid off or Bain comes in and whoopsie-doops and you're gone, you lose your health insurance, and yes, people can get sick, and yes, people can die.
I mean, how is that not fair, Patricia? Those are the real consequences of the way Bain Capital did business. That's the thing.
My point. It's like, they don't want to see that scab scraped off.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Scraped off, then they're like, ew. It's like the bully in the schoolyard that he beats up on kids, and then when they turn on him, then he says,
yeah, exactly.
That's what I had to say, and I'm just glad you're here, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Patricia.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes people die in congressmen's offices, but, that's a whole different...
Oh, Jim, please, Lord, you're not supposed to bring
But that would be unfair.
To bring that up?
What?
The dead intern in Joe Scarborough's office?
Yes, I told you not to bring that up. Why did you do that?
They're never going to allow us on MSNBC
ever again.
I sexually
harass my interns, but they're all alive. What's the difference? 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Quite a feat.
Stephanie Miller.
A total recluse. She hasn't appeared in public in 20 years.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, things are about to get interesting.
For Current TV, our good friend, David Schuster.
As if Tuesday isn't exciting enough, David Schuster coming up.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
Although it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. But it's still David Schuster, anchor of Take Action News, weekends on We Act Radio, AM 1480 in Washington, D.C. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stephanie. How you guys doing?
Good. Good, good, good. So we, you know, we've been talking all morning about this latest welfare ad that Romney has out. I mean, is every ad Romney puts out going to be just based on a complete lie or what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for the day when Romney actually tells the truth in anything. I mean, for a given, you know, 24-hour period. I mean, this welfare ad, it's just, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there's Republican proposals that two Republican governors several years ago who wanted what President Obama did. It doesn't do anything to the work requirement. I mean, this is about as nonsensical an ad as Mitt Romney could possibly put together, but I suppose we're going to see even more of them. I mean, it's crazy. And I saw the statement from Bill Clinton who initially, I mean, for Bill Clinton to get involved, Bill Clinton doesn't like to, I think, these days get too involved in some of the policy nuances, but he put out a very lengthy statement pointing out that Romney was just flat out false.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the Romney campaign is. What do they think that they're going to get out of this? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, it's so demonstrably false, as you say, when you have these Republican governors that have asked for basically more leeway just in how to enact the work requirement, you know, as Mitt Romney asked for when he was governor. I mean, how many more times can he just be, you know, proven to be completely, I don't know whether it's more dishonest or hypocritical or both, right?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, the way I guess I sort of analyze this politically is, to me, it suggests that Romney is still having trouble winning over his base, that his base, you know, loves to hear sort of the dog whistles about Democrats and socialism and Democrats, you know, don't care about people, you know, having to work or whatever, even if it's completely false. And the other thing is, so I get the sense that Romney's struggling still with his base. And the other part about it is I just saw a story that Romney's going to be campaigning in the next couple of weeks in Indiana. Now, Indiana, the state that I'm from, any Republican who's campaigning in Indiana in August in a presidential campaign is in deep trouble. And if you look at some of the polls, whether it's Virginia or Colorado or some of the other battleground states, I mean, President Obama is starting to widen his lead a little bit. Romney is, you know, facing a tough battle now, it looks like, in places like Indiana. And I think that means that the election landscape is really, really rotten for Romney at this point. He's got some big problems.
Well, you know, when you say dog whistle, you're right. We're back to speaking of who has the Reagan mantle. This is the welfare queens and Cadillacs Hail Mary, isn't it?
And it just follows. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, this Hail Mary after another one. I mean, just 2 days ago, there was the Hail Mary over, you know, Ohio voting, that because, you know, Republicans in Ohio decide that, well, no, we can't allow people to vote 3 days early. The Obama, except for members of the military, the Obama administration challenged that and says, no, we should allow everybody to vote, you know, 3 days early in Ohio. And some of the Romney campaign describes that as an attack on members of the military, which is crazy because under the Republicans' plan, people who had lost a leg in previous wars were veterans. They would not be allowed to vote. And all the Obama administration is doing with that is filing federal court saying, look, we want, you know, members of the military to be able to vote early. We want veterans to be able to vote early. We want everybody to be able to vote early. And for the Romney campaign to turn that around in such a demonstrably false way, it just, I mean, it's a horror.
You know what I sense, David, underneath it? I really detect a white-knuckle panic over this tax and Bain issue, don't you?
Yeah, I think the panic is coming from that, and also just if you look at Romney's favorability ratings, I mean, he now has the highest unfavorable rating of anybody who's been polled in the last 30 years who's been a presidential nominee. So his numbers are off the charts bad for them. I think they're extremely concerned about that. I think they're, you know, people are sort of getting the sense that whether, even if people don't quite understand the specifics, if most voters don't understand the specifics of Bain Capital or what it is that, you know, Mitt Romney may be trying to hide in his tax returns, I think there's just a general unease with Mitt Romney that has now seeped into, never mind people who follow politics, but people all across the middle who don't. And I think that's where the Romney campaign has got to be freaked out because I think Romney has shot himself in the foot several times. And look, it may be the case that there's some things in Romney's tax returns that would simply sink his presidential campaign. But he's paying the price right now in terms of people have extremely high unfavorable views of him hiding this stuff and not being transparent and coming up with sort of cockamamie reasons why he won't release it.
Speaking of where things are at, let's get your take on President Obama has a 3-point lead in North Carolina. I mean, this is obviously where this is going to be fought in the battlegrounds. He's up 49-46% there. He had just a 1-point lead in July. We got a new CBS and New York Times poll out. Romney is ahead in Colorado, 50-45. Interestingly, Obama ahead of Romney in Virginia, 49-45. In Wisconsin, Obama has a 6-point lead, 51-45. Any of that make any difference at this early?
I think it makes a difference in terms of where they start spending money, because, again, I mean, these are states that, given the economy and whatnot, I think Romney, as a challenger, should be doing much better. My sense is that the Romney campaign is probably betting that if you look at some of the polling and go to sort of registered voters versus likely voters, that the numbers get a little bit better for Romney because there's a little bit of an enthusiasm gap on the Democratic side among people who voted 4 years ago. But even said, even when you know, changes sort of the pool of the likely voters, Romney's still behind. And for him to sort of be behind at this point in the campaign, given the horrible economic news and whatnot, I think, I mean, Romney's got to be freaked out. And you know, look, the Obama campaign, they are able to sort of widen the map where they're competitive. As long as they're, I think the Obama campaign wasn't really counting on North Carolina or necessarily even Virginia as far as their route to G70. So the longer those states are still in play, that they've got a slight edge, I mean, that's great news for Democrats.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, and it seems like the latest distraction is going to be, oh, look over there, it's a vice presidential pick. So I love this. Mitt Romney even, he was talking about speaking spots because people are saying that as speakers are announced, that means they can't be the vice presidential candidate. Here's Romney.
You don't think that we would be so silly as to not provide from time to time the capacity to throw people off, do you? The fact that someone is speaking at the convention doesn't mean that they wouldn't necessarily find their speaking slot changed from one time to another.
Isn't that tricky?
Ooh, it's like they're pulling the rug out from under us.
And you know, Stephanie, I got to say, I mean, maybe this is not polite for me to say this, but every time I hear Mitt Romney speak these days, I keep thinking about, I have an uncle who specializes in the field of Asperger's and people with autism and has been making the point to me for several years that there's some very brilliant, creative people who have Asperger's, and he suggested that perhaps Mitt Romney has some sort of form of Asperger's because he's so socially inept in terms of being able to connect with people. What he thinks is funny is really sort of not so funny, and it just, I sort of wonder if there's like a, some sort of tick or something that he has that that's related to that.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, you can sort of make jokes, but when there are so many of those awkward moments, you just think that it really, I mean, look at this hardware. It's hardware stuff. Like,
hardware
he doesn't know the
stuff.
Name, the word bucket.
Right. He had a bucket in his car and he just said hardware stuff.
That. Stuff.
He doesn't know what a donut is.
Yeah, I bought a hammer to hit Rafalk over the head for getting, you know, 30th place after we took $7,000.
David Schuster. Oh. All right.
I must say, you know, the Rafalk issue has really personally offended me because I was embarrassed. I don't think our Olympians should be getting in 30th place, and especially when they're taking tax write-offs. And if Mitt Romney's pleased with Rafalk, proud of Rafalk, then he's got even more problems than he knows. Because we Americans should be demanding our Olympians do better than that.
Well, he shouldn't have strapped the horse to the top of the plane.
Yeah, that probably tired her out. All right. You know,
you got a giggle from David Schuster.
David, what is it? If you had to do it, take a guess on the VP pick, what do you think?
Well, you know, I was doing high fives this morning because when I saw that Paul Ryan is under serious consideration now, the guy who wants to slash Medicare, and apparently Paul Ryan, as he submitted documents, and he and Romney get along very well, and I'd like to have these sort of wonkish discussions. I mean, that is a the Romney campaign will sink. I mean, they will. You might as well just pop the champagne corks in Chicago at the Obama campaign headquarters if Romney picks Paul Ryan, because one of the things that Democrats have started realizing in some of these special elections, whether it's Arizona or New York earlier this year, Democrats who run on protecting Medicare, protecting Social Security, are winning in some very tough districts. And the Obama ads, everything's ready to go. If Paul Ryan is Romney's pick, then the Democrats' Obama campaign will be able to hang his cuts to Medicare around Romney's neck. And I think that would be, you know, great for Democrats. So I'm hoping it's Paul Ryan. But I think more sensibly, I have a feeling the Romney campaign is going to end up with somebody like Rob Portman, which, again, is not, you know, a perfect pick because with Rob Portman, they may say, oh, you know, Senator Rob Portman from Ohio, he was Bush's budget director. Well, what happened with Bush, you know, with Bush's budget? He blew a hole through his budget. He didn't show any fiscal responsibility.
Right.
So there's a problem with him. I think, you know, Tim Pawlenty might be sort of the safest pick for Mitt Romney. With Bobby Jindal, you've got the whole issue of, you know, focus again on his exorcisms that he participated in and some of the weird stuff that he believes. And then with Chris Christie, you've got somebody who can't keep his mouth shut and would be, you know, it would be a circus if Chris Christie's on the ticket. So I think Romney's in a tough spot. I don't think it's an easy choice for him.
Don't go to the elephant joke. Stop it. I can see you. I can see you going.
What, and quit showbiz?
going to the circus.
Well, you know, my joke about Chris Christie is I always thought it would be the vice president's role to check on the health of the president, not vice versa. So, you know,
exactly. Well, I mean, you know, David, again, I think part of this is how the media covers stuff. So I don't know if you heard a caller was just saying that Robert Gibbs was on Morning Joe, and they're beating him up over this ad with the guy. It's a real guy that lost his real job when Bain took over. How is that unfair?
Yeah, I mean, unless they, you know, unless it's, you know, Mitt Romney personally, you know, pulling the plug on this person's life support system, which obviously didn't happen, but I mean, right. That doesn't suggest that. I mean, the fact of the matter is the policies that we are discussing, and I think this is why, you know, people ought to get out there and vote one way or the other. I mean, these have real world consequences. Mm-hmm. These decisions about who we are going to, what sort of policies we're going to have in terms of health care and Social Security, I mean, these have real world consequences. And if we can't debate these issues in terms of the real world consequences, and I think, you know, the media, particularly, you know, Morning Joe, if that was what they did this morning, then they're crazy.
Well, and so, I'm sorry. Why didn't they have an Obama or, you know, a Romney spokesperson on to say this? You know, welfare ad is based on a complete lie. This ad is right, completely false. Right. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it's not the, you know, the too much. I think of the media often says, well, you know, Obama campaign and Romney campaign and dust up over welfare reform. No, it's not a dust up. It's one campaign that is lying about mm-hmm. it, and the other campaign, which is, you know, telling the truth. And that's where it drives me crazy sometimes with political coverage of my colleagues, as everyone wants to come up with this sort of false equivalency. There's not an equivalency when somebody's lying. And I think, you know, the media needs to do a more aggressive job of saying, hey, here's how Romney lied today. Here's how he lied yesterday about Ohio. And every time a candidate, even if President Obama lies about something,
right,
call it out. This
Thank
isn't
you.
Just some sort of sport where it's like a boxing match and you say, oh, he threw a hook and he threw a roundhouse. No, I mean, there's some dirty stuff going on, and it's media's responsibility to call it out.
Everything you just said and your blue eyes is why you make me so hot, is all I want to say.
Oh.
Hot.
Well, Stephanie, you know, I have to say that I got engaged over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, congratulations, David.
Congratulations, I said, with false sincerity.
Oh. No, and Kira and I were just talking about it. I said to her, that I just couldn't hold out for you, Stephanie, any longer.
You know, but the teasing went on too long. Oh, well.
But David. She said she would give me special dispensation involving you, Stephanie.
Stephanie, you're his free pass.
Bam! Okay. I love Mrs. Schuster already. All right. Congratulations, David. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Right.
Take care.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Yeah, I like that theory that Romney has some sort of learning disability because he can't relate to humans.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't.
That's an interesting idea. I mean, I wonder if he's ever.
Well, I always just ascribe it to that he's just been so sheltered that he's just so out of touch with normal humans. Like maybe he doesn't actually seen a donut. I don't know.
Maybe he's probably never been in a hardware store.
No.
Hardware stuff. You know, like the regular people do.
Yeah.
When they need to.
They're trying to
get a thing.
Square peg, round hole kind of thing.
Well,
here.
They need to stop trying to make him look regular because he's not.
He's not.
He just looks even more awkward.
Be.
It's like somebody went, I know, you need to go to a grocery store and a hardware store like people do. It's just like, and he can't even do that.
I got some hardware stuff. You know, stuff.
To do hardware with. Okay, 47.
I know about software. But hard. This is something new to me.
47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Fighting like cats and dogs.
Yeah.
52 minutes after the hour, 1-800.
Living together like cats and dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cat people, dog person.
That's right.
1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Patricia in Dallas. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Patricia.
Oh, no. Hi. Hi. I have some things bad to say about Obama, and I don't mean to be mean, but...
Oh, my God. Tebow is right. You're Victoria Jackson, aren't you? Come on.
I know, right? No. I was just... How y'all were saying that Romney lies. I don't understand that because, I mean, I have a laundry list of Obama lies. And
oh, really? What are they?
Go ahead.
Well, for example, let's go ahead and start with the two years of taxes. Romney has released 2 years. That's what is required.
Actually, one, not a complete second year. Only one complete year.
Is it one? Okay,
one.
I thought it was
one
two.
Complete year and a projection. Right. For
you're not doing so well so far, but go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
And then the other thing, the 7% unemployment, he said he'd be a one-term president. He did not close Guantanamo. He said he cut the deficit in half by his first term and that he wouldn't raise taxes. And
okay, let's back up.
Okay, let's back up one at a time.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. He didn't lie when he said he was going to close Guantanamo. He couldn't get, and that's Democrats and Republicans in Congress would not give him the votes
okay,
to do
so
that.
Okay, so has Romney done what was required to release his taxes then? Why do you want more?
What? Because every candidate ever in the history of running for president has released more?
And Romney is running on his fiscal responsibility. I would like to know a little more about his personal fiscal responsibility.
He's running on his record in business, and he won't release any information about Bain or
his
taxes.
And we also know that he had
a
Swiss bank account.
Because, by the way, that's not been a requirement of any president ever.
He paid over $4 million to have things to where he's... he's paid over $4 million to have everything shut off to where nobody can
What fresh ass did you pull that from?
College records. And did you know his
Wait, Patricia, back up. Where did you get that from?
The certificate says African American in 1961 and when he was born, they put Negro. Excuse me, I'm not a racist, but I'm just telling you that's what they did.
You have a point about Negro.
Why didn't they say African American? They didn't use that term till the end of the 80s to put those on the birth certificate.
Oh, so you believe he was not born in America?
Well, I really don't know about that. I think we do know some of the records, you know, like, for example, like you were saying, you want Romney to be up front. Well, he's done what he's required.
Patricia, how did you stumble upon my show? Are you normally...
you know why? It's kind of strange because I was just turning the TV and
you
I'm
sat on the remote.
TV, I guess you're on it.
Yeah. I figured it was an accident.
I see you right there.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, has this the first time your television's ever not been on Fox News?
That's really mean.
Why is that mean?
You guys can
Why is that
so mean?
Fox News is the number one news channel. Why is that mean?
It is. It is. I definitely watch that, yes.
Well, then how was that mean? It was true.
Why did you have to make that snide remark about I turned it
Because
from
that's
Fox
where you get
News.
Lies like the $4 million
to expunge. No, I do my own studying, thank you.
Okay.
I'm a blogger, and I do a lot of different things, and I'm a Tea Partier, so I guess I'm a racist too.
That is a shock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Patricia, where did you get that information about Obama spent $4 million to cover what up?
To cover a whole bunch of like his college records.
Oh, sure.
Several different things like that. And there's something. Well, I don't want to say it because I can't substantiate this next thing. But,
can't substantiate a lot of what you said.
Why would that matter?
But
go ahead.
First, it's true. He has paid to cover up or to not release a lot of his. Like,
why would you have to pay money to cover?
First of all, who do you pay if you're?
I guess attorneys.
The cover up factory.
And he has a Connecticut Social Security number. He never even lived or even been there, and he supposedly got that in 1980. Uh-huh. And,
are you a fan of Orly Tate's? She's a good friend of mine, you know.
I'm sorry.
Are you a big fan of Orly Tate's?
I don't know.
She's a birther queen.
Oh, all right, never mind. I thought I was making a love connection. All right, what was the thing you didn't want to say, Patricia, because you couldn't substantiate it?
No, I don't.
No, say it. It's okay. It's just you and me.
What I like to say, though, is about the tax cut, how the taxes, I'm like right there on middle class, and if he doesn't extend the Bush tax cuts, yes, I am going to be paying approximately $2,000 more a year. So that is raising taxes. And he's saying that he's not going to be raising taxes. And I know for a fact because of my income tax, you know,
How much do you make a year?
We make $72,000 a year.
Your taxes went down, you know.
No, they're not going to go up.
Yeah,
no, your taxes are not going
to
go up.
Approximately about $2,000.
No, that is incorrect.
Okay, well,
unless your state taxes went up, which is entirely possible.
Well, that could very well, but yes. Texas really doesn't have a certain type of taxes, only sales tax. So,
okay.
Texas All right.
Well, Patricia,
that,
thank you for not saying that wildly unsubstantiated thing that you didn't say. But
I just thank you for talking to me.
Oh, yeah.
Say that.
All right. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you. All right.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Everything she said was unsubstantiated.
Wow.
So Obama sure has told a lot of lies.
She enjoyed talking to me, though. All right.
What?
That's what you get for sitting on your remote.
Back to Fox News. Yeah. All right. 15 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yahoo! 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Check it out. You can email us all at stephaniemiller.com. Like Terry did, morning, Steph, morning, Mooks. Congratulations to T-Bone, our new associate producer, call screener.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to be a fabulous addition to the loony bin. Terry from Vancouver. He's joining our little island of misfit toys.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Everybody up on the iceberg. Okay. let's see. Sue in Rockville, who is part of our little island, with some more Steph gang, with apologies to Charles Schultz.
Oh, boy.
Steph, the chat room has it figured out. Yes, Steph is Peppermint, Patty, Jackie's Marcy, or Steph, you can be Lucy and boss everyone around, and Jackie can be Sally. Jim is Charlie Brown. Boo, everything's bad. Chris is Schroeder, making music with his keyboard, and loved by all. Whatever.
Yeah.
John is Linus, the ecclesiastical peanut. That's true.
Okay.
It's very philosophical.
Yeah. Lights, please.
Hal is Snoopy, just dancing and having fun.
Yeah,
that actually
Rude
works.
Rude pundit is Pigpen. And of course, T-Bone is Franklin, the token African-American. except he's white. But
he's
all right.
White, okay.
Finally, Ron, the owner, who's always trying to kill you for the insurance, is the sound of all the grown-ups. Wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah,
wah. What's that, Ron? Wah, 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 wah.
Okay, this is good.
Stop giving the phone number out. Our phone bill is enormous.
Oh, I
don't leave people on hold so long. Okay?
When Ron and T-Bone and I were walking across the street from the Pantages to the W Hotel, he gave T-Bone a lecture about don't leave people on hold. Don't
cost money.
Yes.
Because the meet is running.
Yes.
And
why do you have to give the number out so much? And the talk radio show?
And this was just days before T-Bone even started. He hadn't started yet.
He's so my Charlie Parker. He's working me into the ground with this
Charlie
sexy
Parker?
Liberal tour.
Charlie Parker?
What am I thinking of?
Colonel Parker!
Colonel Parker!
Oh, Stephanie.
No, you meant Miles Davis.
I'm Elvis. Yeah. He's Colonel Parker. All right.
For the feedback to die down.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. All right. My box is loud this morning, isn't it? Isn't it?
I can hear it from here. It seems to be hissing.
All right. Yesterday's debate was which is the gayest cereal. Don't ask me how we got onto that. What did we decide? Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Oh, because somebody was protesting Cheerios being a gay cereal.
You would think Fruit Loops would be the
right.
top of
That's
the list.
What you would think.
Fruit Loops is not General Mills. It's Kellogg's.
Anyway. The pink Captain Crunch's Crunch Berries was up there.
Crunch Berries are
Count
more red.
Chocula.
They're not pink.
I don't know what crunch berries you were eating.
Of course, Lucky Charms.
You were probably
pink hearts.
You were probably eating store brand crunch berries.
Okay, Stephen.
Generic crunch berries.
Stephen with gay cereal fun facts.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. From this is a General Mills because this was a. They were we don't even remember why. General Mills something.
He lit Cheerios on fire and poured them into a bowl, but he accidentally lit the General Mills lawn on fire.
Right, in some sort of
protest.
Yes, some sort of incomprehensible anti-gay protest that did not go well. Stephen writes, our cousin Bernice, who never married.
Huh.
We all know. We all had a Bernice.
Yes.
I know you.
Our spinster cousin.
Was a longtime employee of General Mills, and during the 1960s, we often got free samples of General Mills products in development. One of them was a cereal composed of happy smiling faces and various fruit flavors accompanied by orange marshmallow stars. On our response forms, we suggested it be called Funny Fruit Faces. But when it was released to the general public, it had acquired a clown mascot and was called Kaboom. I remember Kaboom.
I don't.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a pretty gay cereal, too. You're right.
Kaboom?
Yeah, well.
There's supposed to be an earth-shattering Kaboom.
All right, I don't.
In the late 70s, they had a cereal called Grin, Smiles, Giggles, and Laughs, and it was just happy faces.
Oh, my God.
They should have called a cereal and giggles, shouldn't they?
I don't think.
Not very appetizing, no.
Yeah, I don't think I could look at that word while sitting at the breakfast table.
Then it would look like Count Chocula.
With real freeze-dried.
And then. Yeah. What? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, chocolate marshmallows. Great. Thanks.
No thanks.
Dee Dee writes, hey, hon, I live in the middle of the forest where there are all things that will eat you. Yes, we have guns to defend ourselves against the bears. Dee Dee has to hunt bears sometimes, bears and cougars to hunt our meat, but we don't need a large clip. If you need a large clip, you need to find a good instructor and learn how to shoot correctly because you certainly don't have any gun control. Love y'all. Dee Dee.
Well, in Glendale,
who has a gun to protect
the bears
bars.
Just sit in people's hot tubs and eat out of the garbage cans.
That much. Happens Glen in Pasadena all the
time. What's his name? Glenbarian. Yeah, that bear. They named him. The
right.
One that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Glenbarian. He's a famous bear that keeps coming back.
Right.
Oh.
They wanted to shoot him, and the people said, no.
No.
He's like
pet. He's just coming for the picnic.
Picnic basket. Hey.
So he keeps returning and causing more mischief?
Yes. They've named him.
And
it's
the ranger never catches him.
Obviously, if he keeps coming back.
You silly bear.
Yucky.
Okay, let's dive into the right-wing world. Shall we see what's doing today? Oh, no, really?
What?
Andrea Tantaros on the 5.
The right-wing velociraptor?
He's already released 2 years of his taxes, and if you want to talk about not being transparent... Where are the Fast and Furious documents? Where are Obama's academic records? Where's the Khalidi case? Where's the White House visitor's record? I say to the Democrats, if they want to keep talking about Romney's taxes, let them go. Because it makes them look crazy.
Who's released school records, by the way?
Yeah.
And who cares? I mean...
Well, also, school records are not public records. Tax records are.
Right.
So that's the difference.
Yes. And by the way, they frequently make dummies the head of the Harvard Review, so I'm sure his grades are horrible.
And dummies graduate magna cum laude.
Yeah, but he's black. Don't you see it? Look, he's Kenyan Nazi socialist... Communist liberal Nazi.
Thank you, Skeeter. Okay. Rush Limbaugh.
No. Schieffer compared Harry Reid to McCarthy. There's not a normal person anywhere running around talking about this. Hmm. Not a single... By normal person, I'm talking somebody that is not politically oriented. The American people are not chomping at the bit here to have this question answered.
Yeah, they are.
It's purely, totally fabricated. The media knows that it's been fabricated. It's a lie. But they're fascinated with the game.
I'm sorry, Jim, what?
That's pretty much every Rush Limbaugh show.
That's
my friends
That is what started to sound like to me, because it really is all the same.
Is he talking or coughing?
They're in a panic about the Romney tax thing, because people do care about it, so that's what every show sounds like. It's just sort of a I would give anything to see him debate Dick Morris, though, is my point.
Well, it's the most
important thing. Yeah.
Moderated by who? Britt Hume.
And they're not. They're not house.
You know, we haven't heard say what in a while.
Okay.
Just an honor of that.
Stan, not all journalists are bad. You like Brit Hume, don't you?
You know damn well I like Brit Hume.
And now the most riveting 2 minutes in television.
And they're not. They haven't. It's not house. House.
The best part about it is that was unedited. Exactly. Okay. Bernard Goldberg on O'Reilly.
They drooled all over him 4 years ago, and all they could find now are gaffes in Romney's trip. Look, obviously, journalists are Barack Obama's most loyal base. They will not abandon him, and they've got too much invested in him.
Is he trying to sound like Dennis Miller? He sounds like he's about to break into laughter in any minute now, laughing at his own jokes.
You see what I'm saying, Bill? Chachi. Okay.
Good God.
Bill O'Reilly on...
We're fair here. I mean, I don't think we're promoting Mitt Romney on this network.
No.
There might be a few people who are, but certainly not our hard news guys aren't.
And they would be...
Carl Cameron promotes him every single day. There's always a positive story on Romney from Carl Cameron and then a negative story on Obama from Carl Cameron.
Really? Some sort of bias on Fox?
God.
Why wasn't I told? Sean Hannity on the Romney.
The Romney campaign is hitting President Obama over a lawsuit to limit the number of days armed service members can vote.
Like that, right there. Just based on complete lies.
You are liars.
Mm.
You're meddling in things that are none of your business.
All right. And we finish with, Rush Limbaugh again. And a caller.
Mm-hmm.
She had been talking about how many operations she got through Medicare in the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, that's all you need to tell me.
Well,
it's
listen,
not the fact she loves Obama, she loves Democrats.
Obamacare gets into place. I said, you're not going to get any more operations. I said, you're going to get a pain pill.
The death panel is what she's going to get.
That's exactly it.
Death panels, again.
That's right,
Russ. That's exactly it. Yeah. I heard it on your show on last day, too.
Magadilla, Russ.
You're going to get a pain pill.
Oh, Rush,
it's a knee slapper.
Okay. What would Rush sound like talking to Charlie Brown's teacher, I wonder? All right, I got it. You know what? I need a nap.
I know, too. And I have to watch that crap to bring it to you every day. Thanks.
I need a nappy. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you turn her on, she'll turn you on.
Oh, God.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Time. Can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, fucker. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Break it down.
Thank you. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, dear.
Oh,
Sarah in Colorado agrees with Patricia in Texas.
Oh, good.
Let's do that before
Terrific.
We go to factcheck.org.
Okay.
Okay. Sarah in Colorado, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, and thank you so much for taking my call, Stephanie. Yeah. And your hat's adorable.
Thank you.
Your hat's cute. No, you know, it's not that I agree, honey, or disagree.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say this. You know what? With this thing being advertised, I mean, it's been ad nauseum about Romney not paying taxes. Just answer a question for me. Would not the IRS be all over him by now? I mean, 10 years is a long time.
Nobody's accusing him of doing anything illegal. We're talking about the fact that someone of his means can use so many tax holes, they literally mm-hmm. could pay zero in taxes. It's more about the tax,
the
fairness of the taxes.
Right. Cayman Islands.
Well,
Swiss
my understanding, excuse me.
You can legally not pay any taxes. That's, you know, ExxonMobil pays zero taxes.
You cannot legally pay any taxes. Don't you go to jail? I'm confused now.
No, not if you are able to utilize the tax loopholes to the degree that someone of Mitt Romney's wealth can.
But he said, Harry Reid said he hadn't paid taxes in 10 years, which is a decade, and that's unbelievable.
Not if you've made money the way Mitt Romney has. That's the whole point.
Well, he didn't say it that way, Stephanie.
Well,
he said a source at Bain said he has not paid any taxes in 10 years.
And the way to disprove that is to reveal the tax returns.
Well, let me just end with this. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat.
Okay.
I'm an independent, mm-hmm. and I'm an American first. Mm-hmm. I do not want to see him get back in again because we will be a European country.
Oh.
You guys have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
A European country.
Hello.
No,
I am an independent small business owner who just stumbled upon your show by accident, and I just want to say right-wing talking. Okay.
I've lived in a European country and visited many of them.
Wow.
And they're pretty nice places for the most part.
Hmm. Okay, so Patricia...
So free health care and free education is a bad thing.
That's a bad thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Patricia in Dallas, who she said the president... she knows for a fact that he paid $4 million to have all of his records sealed.
Sure.
So I went to factcheck.org because it has the word fact in it. I thought perhaps it might have the actual facts.
Oh, would you like some fun facts?
Question. Are Obama's earliest records sealed? Answer. No. Many records that presidential candidates don't ordinarily release do remain confidential, but they're not sealed by a court. This is the 16 claims in a widely distributed graphic. You've seen that online.
Oh,
that's
of course.
What she probably saw on the interwebs.
Yeah, my right-wing friends on Facebook post these things all the time.
Yes, because he sealed. So that's what he spent the $4 million on, having those records sealed, which are not...
It's not true. They weren't sealed. They're not sealed. They're just confidential.
Who do you pay $4 million to if you wanted your records sealed, exactly?
I don't know, actually.
Sealed records are us?
Yeah. For instance, I think they brought up this. George W. Bush also refused to release his college records. They leaked out because someone leaked them, I guess, from whatever. But
he never released them.
Yes. And then what was the other thing? She said he couldn't possibly have been born in Hawaii because they used the word African-American.
Right. Which proves that that the birth certificate is false because they didn't use that term back then.
Except.
And it's true. But the birth certificate said under race of father. African.
Because he was actually from Africa.
From Africa.
He was an African from Africa. Not an African American.
Yes.
Right.
So that would have been
Said
a good point.
African, if it were true.
If it were true. The Stephanie Miller Show regrets your error. Okay. Mary in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mary.
Buenos dias, mamacita. ¿Qué tal?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Buenas nachos.
Adios mío.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been bouncing up and down here ever since Patrice in Dallas came on, and thank you very much for going to Fact Check for checking it out. And you know, nothing like a little bit of fact to stand in the way of conspiracy theories.
Yes.
The reason I was calling is talking about Mitt Romney says he pays taxes. He pays lots of taxes. Well, you know, on his little shopping excursion in New Hampshire, doesn't have sales tax.
Oh,
that's right.
Yes, interesting.
Nor do they have income tax on W-2 on wage income. Mm-hmm. But
they have pretty high property taxes, though.
Yeah.
They have high property taxes, and they do charge tax on interest and dividend income, which is probably where he gets most of his money, and that is a whopping 5%.
Yeah, and I think the IRS, if I'm not mistaken, Chris, requires you to be a little more specific on your return. If you say how much you're paying this year, you can't just say lots.
Yeah.
Trust me.
They require a number with a decimal point.
Lots.
Yeah.
I pay plenty. The two options are lots or plenty. So you can say. You don't have to be more specific.
A lot of
that.
Taxes. A
Just
lot
trust
of
me,
taxes.
Trust me. Okay. All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Back with, Ruth Conniff.
Yes.
Awesome. Journalist at the Progressive Magazine to talk about the Wisconsin shootings. As we continue, she has some great stuff on that. And the latest Progressive as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Boy, is this kid lost.
Well.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Obviously more and more information coming out about the tragedy in Wisconsin. One of our favorite publications there, The Progressive, Ruth Conniff writes some great pieces. She just wrote Tragedy in Wisconsin. One she had written previously is Time to Stand Up to Gun Nuts. Yeah. Ruth joins us now. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
You know, great stuff, particularly the NRA piece, because I thought, I couldn't believe this headline this morning. So NRA sent paranoid fundraising letter 3 days after Aurora shooting about, you know, here we go again, Obama's going to take all your guns.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe them? I mean, it's just, I just think there's such a disconnect between the power of the NRA on all of our political leaders in both parties and just normal common sense among American citizens. I mean, who believes that we should have more shooters out there so they can shoot back at these crazy people with the automatic weapons?
Yeah, you write, the shooting rampage Sunday at the Wisconsin Sikh Temple outside Milwaukee has got to prompt serious soul searching about our out-of-control gun policies. And that's what I think the president said that. And right away, people start to lose it. And you're like, really? This is not going to be a headline every week, and we can't even have a discussion. Everything's got to be off the table immediately. You know, as you said, the main problem that the floridly psychotic, violent racist and anyone else who attends a gun show or chooses to order thousands of rounds of ammunition online has easy access to weapons like the two semi-automatic handguns the temple gunmen apparently used. I mean, and it's the same, and by the way, it's the same gun, right, in the last three tragedies, because it's easy to conceal, right? And it's
easy
and
to conceal. We have concealed carry now in Wisconsin, thanks to Governor Scott Walker. You know, we have little signs that say, please don't bring your guns in here on restaurants and daycare centers around the state.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, thanks to the NRA and ALEC, which the NRA has been a member, is now kind of a covert member of pushing these laws in state after state, we've got this more and more dangerous situation. We have the NRA getting hysterical when you talk about limiting access to these weapons. And we have political leaders who are so scared of the power of the NRA, especially in swing states like Wisconsin, that they're not willing to make, you know, common sense measures the law.
I can see why you want to be packing heat in a daycare center. You know, toddlers, you make you want to stand your ground.
That's what's not a good idea about that. And maybe even if we can get them drunk first, that'd be even better. You write in here, I'll never forget the first morning I saw a picture of a gun with a line through posted on the front door of my daughter's daycare center.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, what really shocked me about that is I was on the radio with a conservative here in Wisconsin who suggested that we boycott establishments that put those signs up because it's an infringement of their patrons' Second Amendment rights.
Or just arm the kids.
Really?
Just make sure all the kids are heavily armed.
If your toddler can't pack an AK-47, then something's wrong with America,
my
friends.
I'm taking my business elsewhere.
Yeah. God. Wow. I mean, seriously. But, you know, this is where, you know, what it's come to. And you know, I keep saying, Ruth, that to me it seems like the problem is what are they called, Jim? I keep getting it wrong because I'm not, magazines or clips where you can.
Yeah, those multiple round magazines. I mean, this is where the New Jersey Senator Lautenberger has a perfectly good piece of legislation that would say, look, do not allow people to order more than 10 rounds at a time online. Like, can we agree on that? Can we move, can we move the line to there? That at least when they're spraying you with bullets, you know, the gun stops spraying after 10 bullets, so you can tackle the guy and bring him down. I think there's got to be somewhere we can reach some common ground.
Well, right, whether it's for personal protection or hunting, I mean, Ruth, you're absolutely right. That should be a common sense thing, that you go, the only reason people get these kind of someone was saying the military doesn't have 100-round clips. I mean, you know, it's and I think the president did make that point. Should civilians be armed like the military at this point?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things where if you talk to Democratic Party strategists or you talk to, you know, politicians, like even Nancy Pelosi, who was interviewed in the aftermath of this tragedy, is just saying, you know, we're not going to go to legislation because the politics are so terrible. And they've been terrible, frankly, since 1994 when the Democrats decided they lost control of Congress because of the NRA targeting congressmen who supported the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban. And after that, it just became clear in swing states, the NRA will take you out if you support any kind of gun control, and it's too politically dangerous. But, you know, it's just now, it's just so bad, we just have to see some leadership.
Well, and, you know, Ruth, you make a great point in this piece of yours where you say, you know, both parties are hostages of the NRA, but like I always say, the Republicans did not sign, they pledged to uphold the Constitution, not Grover Norquist's pledge. And you say, the American people owe nothing to the NRA. People of goodwill and common sense have to come together to put an end to the insanity and protect our basic right to live in a country where innocent people are not routinely gunned down in movie theaters and places of worship. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's right. Who's the NRA?
I mean, they're very powerful. They have a lot of money. They focus really hard on people. But, you know, these political tides can be turned. And I think I just can't believe that Democrats and Republicans can't afford to take a stand for, you know, saying, yes, we can protect people. It is simply not the case that we can't do anything about this. You know, you shouldn't be able to order these clips online. You shouldn't be able to carry, you know, an assault weapon. It's just not the case that it's impossible to do anything about them.
Yeah. You know, I was curious your take, though, too, Ruth, on this. You know, like clockwork, we knew this was going to happen. You remember when this the report came out on right-wing extremism and the right wing went crazy. Well, I mean, this is obviously the other part of it that you address in your piece. You know, the headline I'm reading, you know, Republicans blasted Obama administration for warning about right-wing domestic terrorism.
That's right.
And that's another element of it, right?
That's absolutely right. And I think, you know, I mean, here in our neighboring state, we have Michelle Bachmann stirring the pot frantically. And then we have this covert racist strategy in running against Obama to talk about, you know, Muslims, because for some reason they've managed to connect these concepts and people's minds. Not only are Sikhs Muslims now, President Obama's a Muslim to the far right. And I mean, it definitely stirs people up. And I think that Republicans should take some responsibility for saying no. I mean, just like John McCain, you know, at a certain point he felt he had to get off the ugly train because it was really, it was creepy and dark, some of what they were stirring up.
You know, Ruth, some people know what we're talking about. In 2009, the Department of Homeland Security reported that white supremacy is the U.S.'s biggest threat for domestic terror. It was met with harsh criticism. Conservatives blasted the department for defining terror threats too broadly instead of focusing on Islamic terrorists. You know, John Boehner was one. You remember that? Who berated the Department of Homeland Security? He said they owe the American people an explanation for why she's abandoned using the term terrorist to describe those such as Al-Qaeda, blah, 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 while her own department is using the same term to describe American citizens who disagree with the direction Washington Democrats are taking our nation. This guy is not somebody that disagrees with Washington. He's a racist loon, right?
Well, and they use the word to describe the President of the United States. I mean, you know, it's really too bad, though, that the Department of Homeland Security then apologized for quote-unquote flaws in the report and withdrew it.
Ruth, this is exactly what I mean, that we back down. The report was entitled Right-Wing Extremism, Current Economic and Political Climate Fueling Resurgence and Radicalization and Recruitment. It named white supremacists, radical anti-abortionists, and a few disgruntled veterans as most susceptible to recruitment by extremist groups. Well, Ruth, who are these last few shootings? Who have they been? You know, Dr. Tiller's gunned down in church. You know, we've got, like you say, this guy was a disgruntled veteran who obviously had been recruited by supremacist groups. And the other thing is, we talked about, he'd been tracked by the Southern Poverty Law Center for around a decade because of his ties to white. How does this guy get the amount of firepower he got, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really yeoman's work that the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups that track the far right do, because this is really sort of an unpleasant underworld that they're delving into. And I think that's one of the things that's really coming out in Wisconsin is these neo-Nazi bands and the whole music scene in this country and in Europe that is, you know, it's hate rock. And in fact, there was a big, huge concert in the park in Oak Creek last night where people came out and, you know, really kind of were focusing on the musical aspect of this and what a nasty white supremacist culture these rock bands are part of, and trying to play some nicer, happier music. Great, you know, at least it's one response.
I don't even know where that comes from. Hey, we hate people, let's put it to music. You wanna? What does that have to do with music? I don't know. But you know, I mean, it's the Department of Homeland Security, more importantly, Ruth, they were dead on. They said during recessions these threats go up. I mean, nobody, it's not escaped anybody. I wonder what one of the factors could have been, our first black president. And, you know, they've tracked this.
Well, remember the Oklahoma City bombing? I mean, even that far back before they finally found Timothy McVeigh, there was all this chatter and worry about it being Muslim terrorists. And I think it's just a fundamental confusion. If it's a terrorist, you know, it must be somebody who's, you know, dark-skinned and wears a turban. In fact, it's just the opposite. It's the white racist that we need to be worrying about.
Yeah, absolutely. Ruth, great stuff in The Progressive as usual, and thanks for taking time for us. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. Talk to you again soon.
And we have a link to her work at your Facebook page and at stephaniemiller.com.
Of course we do. I stay up all night doing that stuff. Okay. Queen Bee in Tennessee, one of our personal favorites. Hi, Queen Bee.
Hi, y'all.
Oh, hey, Queen Bee.
Hi, Queen Bee.
Hi. First of all, I want to say Mitt Romney is an unmitigated liar. All those right-wing nuts are, and you can't cure stupid, you know. But on a happier note,
yes,
Chris is hot.
Yes.
Thank you, Queen Bee. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
He is a handsome hunk of humanity.
Isn't he? Why, you're handsome and romantic.
I'm going to make that today's promo.
Okay. What else can you say about that? Aww. All right, so that happened. Yeah. 45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Type in that promo code, Stephanie. Wow-wee!
What?
Did you see the picture of the Olympic rower?
Yeah. With the chubby?
That
I don't think
TV
you can
camera?
Show that on TV.
Sure you can. You just said chubby.
So?
Olympic rower denies boner during medal ceremony.
You can't say
boner. Well, that's a headline you sent me. Wow. Heinrich Rummel. Heinrich yes. Rummel.
Heinrich Rummel.
The U.S. rower who appeared
Heinrich
to be...
Heinrich Rummel? Really?
Sporting wow. a... How's that?
No, that's better.
While receiving his bronze medal, claims that
he was in a turgid state, if
yes.
you will.
He said, I don't know how it got in that position, but there you go. Okay.
Wow.
Holy moly.
And he claims it wasn't erect.
That's my point.
Yeah. So.
I'm not much of an expert, but I know what you're talking about.
Yikes.
Good for him.
All right. Hold your calls. Nick Nolte has been replaced. Worst mugshot ever.
Oh.
Randy Travis.
Oh.
Okay. Get a shot.
At least Nick Nolte had his pants on.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, dear. Randy Travis threatened to shoot and kill the troopers who arrested him for drunk driving.
Last night.
Yes.
Well, he couldn't have had a concealed weapon.
No.
Cause no, because he was naked.
He was not sporting that rower endowment at all. Yeah, officers received a call from a person who said there was a man lying in the roadway naked. When the cops arrived to the scene, they noticed he'd driven off the road and slammed into several barricades in a construction zone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
I think he might have a problem because this isn't his first time.
Oh, dear.
He's still freaked out by
Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
Yeah, on
couldn't deal with it when he was.
Yeah, the season of American Idol where Adam Lambert was on it.
He couldn't deal with what
Adam Lambert was.
No.
Yeah.
He's not a fan of the homo gays.
Well, no, just Adam Lambert has a flamboyant appearance.
His appearance
is flamboyant.
Well, sort of a gay Elvis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, ironically, he could have really used some hair and makeup for that picture, because that is...
He didn't
look much
happy.
Better. If Adam Lambert did his hair, then he would look much better for that. All right, can I have some Olympic music, please, as our Olympic update? Michael Phelps' mystery girlfriend. Gawker brings us this.
Okay.
The world was very excited to meet Michael Phelps' rumored girlfriend, Megan Rossi, when she stepped out with him in London on Monday night. And now, after a cursory Googling of her name, the world has decided it hates her.
Oh.
Here's what we know about her so far. Like all of us, Megan is a part-time model, part-time cocktail waitress.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's like every contestant on Big Brother.
Full-time gold digger. I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of hints, Megan loves to drop them about the fact that she's dating Michael Phelps. She has tagged, he's tagged in a ton of her public tweets. Oh, here's another little fun fact. She has tiny feet, size 7 for her height, 5'10". She has size 7 feet.
Wow.
She has those tiny feet. She must walk like Mitt Romney in those little mincing tiny steps.
Tom DeLay.
She walks like a dressage horse.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't drop the drinks while she's trying to serve them.
Her feet are too tiny to carry.
All right. Okay. Tom in St. Louis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good, good. Hey, I was saying earlier,
you know, the Republicans had John McCain, and he was a good candidate for the Republicans to run, and I think it would be probably their best that they ever had. And here
and he lost
Obama
in a landslide. So what does that say?
And I just don't think that we have anything to worry about, because the Americans are going to see through all of Romney's lies.
Yeah, I think so. And another thing. And if you think John McCain was a good candidate, seriously.
Yeah.
Larry the landslide lizard must be just, you know, totally stretched out and ready to go. Mm-hmm. Speaking of John McCain, so Reince Priebus. Thank you. He says he hopes Sarah Palin will have a speaking role at the RNC this year. He said, I can't make that announcement tonight, but certainly she's great.
I think
that would
be great.
She's great.
That would be fantastic.
And we, I think, a lot of her, and I hope she does speak.
Guys and gals.
At length.
Uh-huh. Frothy, the Santorum, will be speaking. It was just announced.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh, Rick Santorum. When it came to Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich, Priebus was not willing to say. Yeah, because I think Newt Gingrich might go out there and go, frankly, can we cut the Pius Baloney? This is the worst candidate ever.
Pius Obamaloney.
Obamaloney, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's go to Dory in Massachusetts. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dory.
Good morning, Mama, and my beloved Mookies.
Good morning.
May I be the official IRS agent who listens to the podcast while adjusting tax accounts of the Stephanie Miller Show?
Wow. Mugga.
Well, then we probably shouldn't say 69432 if you're counting.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No, I just said real fast. Okay. In answer to these people who are saying, why doesn't Harry Reid get Mitt Romney's tax returns?
Right.
The only person who's eligible or is allowed by law to get Mitt Romney's returns is Mitt Romney, unless he filed jointly with Ann, and then she's allowed as well. The general public can't ask for it. And also these people who are saying, is there some kind of, you know, why doesn't the IRS investigate? Again, with the privacy, if there is an investigation, even low-level bureaucrats like myself don't know about it.
Right, right.
It's kept completely private.
So our only hope is that Mitt Romney will say something snarky about how badly Rafalka did, and then in a snit, Ann will release their tax returns. Is that what you're saying?
Let's hope.
Okay. All right. A girl can dream. A girl can dream. All right. Oh, hey, look, he else will join us. Yeah. You remember Rick Perry made a big show of he's not going to take the Obamacare money for Medicaid?
Right.
8 days after the Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the individual mandate and ruled the federal government cannot penalize states that refuse to expand Medicaid, Rick Perry announced he would not open the program to more applicants. There would be no one playing in their Medicare reindeer games. But while he was making a public show of turning down federal funds, he was using the additional dollars in state budget projections. So I guess as it turns out, he is going to take that money. Yeah.
So he's a big, fat hypocrite, most people on the far right.
I didn't say that. You did.
I did.
Okay.
And it's true.
Oh, what's that wacky Alan West up to again? Well, funny you should ask.
Oh, he's playing pranks.
He offended the entire Congressional Black Caucus when he delivered a selection of Chick-fil-A chicken and biscuits to the members' weekly meeting.
Well, at least it wasn't Godfather's Pizza.
Yeah, that would have been even worse. All right, let's get to here. By the by, James Holmes' psychiatrist, did you read the story? His psychiatrist contacted the University of Police weeks before the movie theater shooting. There's just so many issues in this thing we haven't even gotten to yet in terms of mental illness. To express concerns about her patient's behavior, and a lot of experts were saying she would have had to have really serious concerns to break patient confidentiality, which is, you know, at the basis of psychiatry. So I don't know I guess we'll find out, you know, what happened after that. Jared Lee Loeffner pled guilty yesterday.
Yep. So there won't be a trial.
No, there will not be a trial.
Saves.
He means he will not get the death penalty, but there, he'll get life in prison, but...
It saves a long, contentious trial for the... Victor's
Mark Kelly, Gabby Gifford's husband, said that they agreed with the plea deal. They've been forcibly medicating with psychotropic drugs for more than a year, leading the judge to say he was mentally fit for the trial. You know, an expert was saying the medication appears to be working because he's finally said he feels badly about what he did. She says he's cried and apologized. He has become human. So that's the whole other issue with all of this stuff, the mental health issues that that is in addition to the gun issue that I just think we have.
But if he's medicated while he's saying that and crying, that's not really his personality saying it.
Well, it was what rendered him apparently ruled sane to stand trial. It's just a, you know, it's like we got to be able to talk about all these issues because they're all part of, you know, these tragedies that are.
Well, the NRA won't let people talk about mental health and guns.
Yeah.
That's none of our business, apparently.
Just look at his picture. You're like, that guy got a gun. Okay. That's it for us today. I'd like to thank executive producer, engineer, boy toy, Chris LeBoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, T-Bone on phones and drums, Jackie Schechter, BFF, and Courtney and the gang over at Current TV. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.